Welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. House Republicans consistently champion and enact legislation to repay the debt we owe to the brave Hoosier men and women in uniform. State Representative Bob Cherry of Greenfield says part of that ongoing effort includes a new law he authored phasing in a 100% income tax exemption for retired veterans.
Currently, all of our surrounding states offer some type of pension exemption, so it's right for Indiana to do it as well. Plus, we like to have these veterans come back to Indiana to retire because we need them in the workforce. They have a lot of skill sets would be beneficial to our unemployment problem we have in the state. We have a lot of positions available, but we don't have the manpower or woman power to fill these positions.
The Indiana Department of Veterans Affairs has a new tool for better identifying veterans in order to connect them to services. The new law, authored by State Representative Doug Gutwein of Francisville, will have Hoosiers indicate their veteran status while applying for or renewing a driver's license.
There are approximately 400,000 veterans living in Indiana, but many are unaware of programs that are available. By asking two simple questions, we can identify these individuals, make them aware of the resources available, and help the IDVA improve current programs.
With the help of State Representative Randy Fry of Greensburg, other new measures will promote good fiscal stewardship, greater accountability, and increased transparency for the management of the Military Family Relief Fund.
We saw the need to put guidelines in statute ensuring fair and equitable distribution of grant funds to all qualified veterans in need of assistance.
Emergency grants may be used by families to assist in food, housing, utilities, medical services, and transportation expenses. The fund is supported through donations and the purchase of veteran license plates. Thanks to President Harry S. Truman, Saturday, May 18th is Armed Forces Day, an opportunity to pay special tribute to the men and women of the armed forces. It's a perfect time to reach out to veterans and military personnel in our lives and say thank you for all they have done for our country. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.